was Ke'ilu, which Averis, why Dafk these Averis were Machshis the world, and so on. So in the Pasuk, there is sort of, I don't know if the word is a stira, but you see a constant play back and forth. It says, Vatishach es atzef nelikim, Vatimole ha'aretz chamas. So there was something called Vatishaches, and there was Vatimole chamas. Vayar likim esarz vini shchos akiz chobos es darkri ala aretz. Vayem al kilonoyach, keiz chobos balafani, kim ala aretz chamas ipnehem. Vini mashchisem es aretz. So back and forth you have Hashchasa and Chamas. That's what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayar Lekim Esaretz. There's Hashchasa and there's Chamas. And then it says, Keis Kol Tzofan Ekim Ol Aretz Chamas Ipneim Vini Mashchisem Esaretz. So three times over you have the back and forth on the Hashchasa and the Chamas. Chazal explain what's the Hashchasa. So Chazal explained that Vatishach, as Rashi brings from the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Loshen Erva Vavayda Zara. Vatishach includes both Erva Vavayda Zara. Kimoy Pentash Chisun, and Kihishch is called Basa. Now, the Maral explains, the Grayer explains that the reason, how do we know which one it is, so uses the klal that you normally have in a, you know, like in a Tana or in a Gemara, that heiminayu nafki. Like if a Tana says something which is ambiguous, the assumption is it means both. Since you can't define either one, it means both. So Vatishach has both connotations. It brings the psukim petash chisun and kihishas kolbasa, which is not, I guess from the word kolbasa, loshan v'rezor is not shaykh to kolbasa, so sarayis. So therefore it's both there. So first of all, it's interesting, the pasuk, I mean, why is the pasuk embarrassed to tell you the prote averis? It's not like Parshas Dvarim where you're giving to Chochet Kal Yisrael and you want to kind of be a little bit tsanua about which aver we're talking about. It's you want to say how terrible the world was. You're trying to justify and show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just and that if you do bad, bad comes. So the pasuk should have said very, very straight out that there was Arayis, there was Avodah Zarah. Like it says, Petash Chisun is Lashon Avodah Zarah and Dvarim, and Hishas Cholbos is a Lashon Arayis. Secondly, it says that Tmol Aretz Chametz Gezel, and Chazal say over here that Lo Nechtam Gzar Dinam El Al Gezel. So is Gezel the worst? What's the relationship between, we're saying Avodah Zarah and Arayis are one in this, are both Vatishachis. And Lenechtem al Gezel. So if you mean to tell me that Gezel is the worst, then let it just say like that. Let it say there was Chamas. If that reason includes and is Moisif on the previous reason, I'm sure that besides Dash Chasa of Erva and Vazer, I'm sure it did plenty of other Averis. The Pasuk doesn't list it because they're not worthy of listing. So why is it that, what's the relationship between the aveira of it and the loynechtam gzardinam? It's as if, it's almost as if the pasuk is saying, not that chamas in itself is as a bad aveira as erva and avodah zarah, but the inyan of nechtam gzardinam is only for chamas. In halacha, it would also be like that. There are Arayis and Avodah Zarah belong to the Gimel Chamuris, that there's Alacha of Yarek Val Yaver. Chamas itself, except for Yoma, we don't have that Alacha. There's no din of Yarek Val Yaver on that. So so Bal Karchach, it's not talking about the Chumas Aver, but yet Chazal Amitzayin, and they bring it different places, by class also, that the Gzar Din is Nechtam on Chamas. So what's the relationship between between Chamas and Gil Arayis versus, so to speak, the different roles of Gil Arayis and Avodah Zarah vis-a-vis Chamas? Another nekuda that sort of strikes you is, there are Gimel Chamuris. there is Avodah Zarah, there's Arayis, and there is Shfichus Dami. Here we have two of them, plus Chamas. Avodah Zarah and Arayis are both Bein Adam L'Shem Makoyim, and Shfichus Dami is Bein Adam L'Chaveri, and so is Chamas. It seems almost as if the third piece here, this Chamas, is some sort of a Vizrayu of Ritzicha. There may not have been real Shfichus Damim, but there was a Gzeil over there. In different places, Chazal compare different types of Gzeila. Hasagas Gevulis, Paskas Lekiyusi. You are cutting off my livelihood. It has in itself a Reach of Shfichus Damim. So I'm sure the Pasuk's not saying it because there wasn't Shfichus Damim. There wasn't a lot of Shfichus Damim, but obviously, in the relationship of the Gimel Chamuras, you also have it that way. You have the two that are Bein Adam Lamakim, one Bein Adam L'Chaveri. Shfichus Dam is the most Chamdika one, and Gzela, we would call it sort of an Avizraya of it. So we need to understand the relationship between the two to the one. You also find, interestingly enough, that for two of the three, you need a pasuk. For Avodah Zarah, we have a pasuk called Nafshecha, from Furish a pasuk. For Arayis, we have a limud. For Ritzicha, the Gemara brings a svar. My chazadamadach sumik tvei. It's a svar. And yes, it goes with the general kalal that wherever there's a svar, a person doesn't need to have, we don't need a pasuk. But halaydavahu, that of the Gimel Chamuris, the two are learned from psukim. We need psukim, a psukim teacher. The third one is built in as a svara. We have to understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu could have not built it in as a svara. And the truth is, it's not always as an easy svara as we can imagine. People today think it perfectly reasonable that somebody whose life is quote unquote not worth living anymore, end of quote, is not roye for chayim. That's so obvious on the fringes, and yet we have a din of Yarek Valyavra on that. It doesn't make a difference. So we need to understand the relationship between the two, and we'll try to understand this. It's be'etzem two halakim, coming down to a sheirish. One is understanding the hashchasa of Arayis and Avodah Zarah. Understanding the term Ashchas as used and how they're included in one common Sheresh, what's the commonality? Where's it coming from? And the second one is the inyan of the Gzeila Chamas and or Shfichas Damim that has a very interesting contrast. On the one hand, Gzeila is certainly not as Chamas, the first two. It could not have initiated the destruction of the world, but it's the Gemar. It's the Gemar destruction of the world, even though it's only Chamas. Chazal tell us that they stole less than a Shava Pruta. So in our mind, halachically, it's Aser, but it's not even Bar HaShava, Pas HaShava Pruta, it's the least of it. So we have a very strange, we're contrasting the third, the piece that is the Nechtam Dinam, the piece that really was the Makabe Patish, it's as though the Torah pointed Dafka to something Kulash of a Kula in a certain sense in the Tchum of Bein Adam L'Chaveri. And we need to understand the relationship between the two. Why is it even such a Nekuda? And what's the Teich on that Nekuda? So let's go back to the first part, which is going to be the Hashchasa of Avodah Zarah and Arayis. So the Maral Gurayis says, V'nira, mashalo nikra hashchasa rak erva Avodah Zarah, mipnei she the Yetzahara that's maces the Adam is only these two things. In other words, the Yetzahara pushes a person only to these things. There's Yetzahara of Arayis, it's Avodah Zarah. Famous Gemara in Yuma, that when they came into the Beis HaMikdash, they saw the Yitzhar Avodah Zarah, the Yitzhar Arayis, they destroyed the Yitzhar Avodah Zarah, they tried to destroy the Yetzer Hara, they saw the world can't exist without it, so they attenuated it, and they weakened it. So those two things, those two koiches, are called Yetzer. And Avodah Zarah, all other Averis, don't have that sense that's called a Yetzer. Ubekama duchte amri tre Yetzer, Avodah Yetzer, Avodah Zarah, Yetzer Hara. Umipnei says, Shayetzer Ra, because you have Yetzer Hara for these two things, that's why it's called Ashchasa. It doesn't explain itself. Because he's drawn to the Ra, he's Nishchas. Doesn't explain it. In another place, the Maral speaks about Nisiv Yetzer Ra, Koyach Yetzer. He says, there's a pasuk that says, Imrov Sanacha Chileo Lechem. And Vim Tsome Yoshkir Mayim. Now, the Pasha Pshatna Pasik in Mishle is that you should treat your enemies well and they'll come to your side. That's the Pasha Pshat. The Maral types it a little bit different. He says, Im Ro'ov Seinacha, if the Koyach of Rav is that which is your enemy, feed him bread. Vim Tsome, and if it is thirst that's your enemy. And then Hashkeu Maya. Let's try to understand. So he says this is going on. If the Yetzer Hara is Taiva, that's called Rav Sanecha. And the antidote to it is Hachileo Lechem Shel Torah. And the Tzame is the Tzame of Avodah Zarah and so on. So let's try to understand a little bit what he means over here. A person, as a person is put into this world, there's a certain given situation. He is what he is. He's static. He's formed, and this is what he is. There are two things that even if the person is lazy and doing nothing, there are two things that drive him. There's ro'av. Even if the person has no ambition and nothing whatsoever, he begins to get hungry. And he begins to get thirsty. So if we're to talk about two active koyaches in Adam, there's the koyach of ro'av and the koyach of tzimo'oi. Those are the only two proactive koyaches in Adam. And Arias was obviously going to be subsumed to one of them. Now, The besides there being needs, a person needs to sleep, he falls asleep. He doesn't do anything proactive. A person needs to relieve himself, he relieves himself. That drives. If we're talking about things that the most static and unambitious person has, it's these two drives. The drive of lechem is a very physical drive. Food is concrete, physical, and it's the physicality of food that the person wants. Thirst is a lot more sort of, it's less palpable. It's kind of, the Maral always, we spoke about this in Gvuras Hashem, when you speak, the difference between food and drink is, food is a lot more substantial. It's physical, it's palpable, so to speak. Drink is a lot less of that. The koyach of hunger, the person feels full with food, heavy with food, drink passes in and out. As soon as you fill up on drink, whatever's extra doesn't stay with you, it goes out. Whereas food, that which is extra, stays with you. So b'derech klal, these two koyaches, one is a very physical koyach, one is a more ruchnistic koyach. That's when we try to interpret it in a little bit more of a more subtle way, we'll explain it as following. A person in this world exists because he's mechuba, because he's yoinik from lamala. He needs to keep being yoinik. He needs to keep drawing life, or else he stops living. That's the metzias of a person. So a person has a drive. He needs to keep he needs to keep filling himself up. Something is driving him. He can, what he can do with that drive is he can subvert it and make it into a drive for physicality. And that's one way of satisfying a person's, or so-called satisfying a person's drives. And another way is to be yoinik from something higher, but from the wrong place. A person is going to live for something. No person lives for nothing. What drives a person? So in the big picture, it could be either physical yonim or spiritual, idealistic, spiritual, ambition, many, many different ways. And both of them are a way to not be yoinik from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is going to draw life from someplace, and he's going to live for something. A person was created to live for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person was created that what keeps him going is because he's being yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But like all koyaches in the Bria, this proactive koyach, if we wouldn't have a Yetzirah, a person would get up in the morning and say, what am I here for? What's the point of it? The point of it is to be yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The point of it is to be Meschavat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where I am, and that's where I live, and that keeps me going, and that's the reason for living. But the Ra of it takes him in one or two directions. It either takes him to physical, and the person is happy with the eating, with the drinking, with the arayas, with and so on, and that's sort of that sense of attaining something pleasant physically keeps him going, or the sense of a ruchnius coming from someplace else. And it could be even ideals. A person has an ideal of establishing justice. A person has an ideal of the ecology. It does make a difference. That's a koyach that's replacing the unique of ruchnius from a quasi-ruchnius koyach, and that's where he's getting it from. Those two koyaches are yetzirah. The yetzirah means a proactive koyach. The word yetzirah is a koyach. It's a drive. It's something that is, the person is as he is, that's not a drive. The koiches that are pushing a person, so there's two yetzaharas. There's a yitzra of avodah zarah, and there's a yitzra of arayas. Those are the two yetzas. The word ashchasa, when we talk about ashchasa, what is hashchasa as opposed to kiloyan, misan, all the other terms? So, the hashchasa is when something is cut off from its sheirish. L'mashal, the best example is on the issa being mashkes paskancha. So there are two things that are muta. One is rehiti, and have to pull it out with a tweezer because it's not the derech gilua. That's why it's muta. Another one is misperayim. It's not derech hashchasa. Since there is a branch left to the root, that's not called hashchasa. I prune down, just like the Moshe about tashchis, if I prune a tree down, I'm not going to be over about tashchis, because the tree is still alive. It may have much less branches, it's not going to give as much fruit as before right now, but the tree is still being gained chiyus, so that's not hashchasa. Hashchasa is when something is it loses its chias. The Malbim says that the word shachas, which means gehenim and death and so on, is usually comes at a it comes to denote some sort of early death, premature death. And the reason is, and let's picture it. Imagine you have a tree with fruit on it. When the fruit ripens and it reaches full maturity, it falls off. It hasn't stopped being yoinik. It no longer is a bar yonika. That's it. Its life is over. Not its life source is over, but its particular life. So this apple at this point is no longer being yoinik, and then it falls off. So a person in Zmei of Esrim, his life is finished, and that Misa is not the Pshat he was cut off from sources of life, but his own Mitzias comes to an end. Kates called Bosset, or everyone has a Kates, and that's it. When a person still has Yonika, still has a Krech to be Yonik, and he's cut from the Sheirish, that's called Karis, that's called Shachas, because then the person is gone, and he could still be Yonik, but he's cut from his Yonika. That's called Shachas. So there are two things in the world that destroy a person by severing his koyach of Yonika, and one is Rava Rezara, one is Rava Reis. And you see it. If you take a look and you ask yourself, people that are not into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's keeping them going? The answer is either Taiva or a different cause. But there has to be something going. So the two Yetzirahs, and obviously if there's one Yetzirah, if there's two Yetzirahs, because that's the Metzius of Ra, that it's two. It's always, everything becomes its own entity. It's a Maima Muska. But Al-Kapanim, the Ashchasa is where a person replaces drive with something else. It's one of the reasons why there was a yeshiva, that a person not find something else as interesting and as energizing as Torah or mitzvahs is very, very important. Because once a person, as long as a person feels unfulfilled, unsatisfied, as long as the person is ra'av and tsamei, there's something that to drive him to do good. But if you stop him up with something else, then the person has no more appetite. And it's not going anywhere. It's replacing it. Those are these two elements. And that's why the first Avera, and the Avera that describes the utter destruction of the world, the Shachas of the world, is that the world turned totally. The Koyach of Tzimoyin, of Tzomel HaNafshi, Takarish Baruch Hu, became subverted. And people either got their life, their thrill from Arayas, or went off to Avodah Zarah, got it from something else. Those are those two elements. What's the next piece? Where's Gezel come in, and or Shvichas Damin? I want to be misplaced in a minute and think about it a little bit. If you ask somebody, what's so terrible about Shvichas Damin? In other words, what's the Aver Shabbat? So, people instinctively, and not L'al Chochma, speak about the terrible pain and the tsar. So, I mean, it could be done very, very painlessly. I mean, a person, you slip a pill in a person's drink, and he slips away in his sleep. Doesn't know anything ever happened. So, does the tsar of the people around him are going to miss him? What happens if somebody's not going to miss? Not going to be missed. He's somebody who's a loner, he's a bummer someplace, nobody knows him, nobody cares for him, nobody misses him, or a person people just don't care for. I mean, where's the terrible tsar? In the secular mindset, the only thing that counts, the only thing that's palpable is tsar. So, many, many afflictions are much worse than deaths. So, what's the problem? And the answer is like this. Itaka has no answer. I mean, people instinctively know what's right because HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in them a sense of emes. But the right way to describe it is that everything in this world is birshus adam. Arshus nesuna. Dam ha-adam, even dam of a Baal Chaim, is not birshus adam. It's not under Adam's dominion. It's mufka, and the person has no schus and no rishus to in any way impinge on life. The rights of living and the rights of a living person are HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted them. And therefore they are completely out of my tchum. The oimek of Bein Adam Lechaveiroi is not will the person feel good or not feel good. The aimic of it is the herring that Adam had, that the schus akium of Adam is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the schus for Avram and for Yaakov and for Shimon and for Baruch, those are all, and they are as much as Kodesh is off limits for Adam, and it's a chilla Kodesh if I'm moil be Kodesh, if I try to take anything that's Kodesh under my rishus, that's an ultimate me'ila. The same thing applies with someone else. Someone else is mitzias, and someone else is schusim, are his. And that's tzelem alakim. It's tzelem alakim in the sense, everything else in the Bria is there for the use of man. And certainly after the Mabul, when there was a, when Adam, they were saved because of Adam, so Adam was allowed to eat their flesh. That's this parasha here. So Adam is the bailim on the Bria, and b'meila it's in his rishus. There are restrictions on it, there are guidelines on it, but it's his. The other, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is not, if I am under a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm also under the other person's mitzias, because it's God given. His right of existence and being and having are all a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. And b'meila, my tchum doesn't fall over it. And if I do it, then what I'm saying is that Adam has no schus kiyum be'etzem. I'm denying that. B'maisa. Every time a person, the chsimas gzar din is there because, normally no gzar din is chosim because le'yach po'itz b'voyis ha'meis ki m'shuv v'darkim m'choya, v'voyis ha'vashim k'shuv v'darkim m'choya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants each person's existence. Because the existence of a person on a personal level comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the schus hakim a person has, it is correct for me to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I ask for rachamim and for an extension of my chiyus, because my chiyus has the same validity as you, because you said so, because you want it. Because the Kedushas HaChaim is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you exist, in a way that he never said for Bachaim. On Bachaim he said the min exists, but he didn't say on each animal that they exist. On me he said, and that's the shtar, that's the tvi I have to always allow some reprieve. But how does a person subvert that? How does a person abrogate that schus? If I don't give the other person the schus kiyum, if I deny the other person schus kiyum, then I'm not a kayim either. The oimik, I want to inherit the amkus of Chazal when they learned Arayas and Avodah Zarah, they learned from Psukim, because that has to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Meinik the Bria. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, this is the channels through which I give you Nika, and this is how you will subvert them and cut off your chiyus totally. But Shfichas Damim is sort of a self-fulfilling logic. Don't come to me and be tovea the schus of Adam if you deny the schus of Adam. There's a stira mineu bay. You're telling me I had to save my life by killing the other person. If a life has value, who are you to kill it? And if it has no value, who are you to demand to be saved? It's this svara here is not just because I feel it's wrong, I feel it's bad. There's an inherent stira. And if my mitzias denies the tzelmul kimin Adam, denies the kedushas chaim, denies the fact that the Adam is chelak animal, then I've denied myself. There's no possibility left for that. That's why the chsima, meaning there's no way back, is when you cut this nekuda. So it's not only Shfichas Damim is the worst case scenario. But Gezel, and if you think about it, the picture Chazal gave us, they stole less than a Shava Pruta. Two things. First of all, how much is the person missing if you steal less than a Shava Pruta? So Chazal give a whole example where a lot of people took a Shava Pruta, so the person's out everything, so on and so forth. But again, it's not a terrible big tsar. If somebody takes a small old piece of paper from laying around by you, that's supposed to have a Pruta, big deal. I mean, you couldn't care less. On the other hand, the person didn't gain much. I mean, it wasn't as if the person is ill-gotten gains. He has a problem with Shava Pruta that he got from somebody else. What was the point of it? What's that whole... The answer is, there was no respect for the other person's chus. The question of whether I can take something that's part of Shava Pruta is not determined, gzela is not determined, is the person going to lose a lot? Will it hurt him a lot? Well, do I really need it? All of those questions are irrelevant. The question is, do I have a schus? Just like I don't have a schus to infringe on Rishus Gavoya, I don't have a schus to infringe on Rishus Adam, because his Rishus is Rishus Gavoya. The Maisa of Chamas is, it's the smallest in harshness. It's I'm denying only a small part of it. But it's enough to be chaysim, because once I deny the Kedusha Sodom, then where am I standing? I'd like to understand both these halves, Klapi Adam. The first part is, everyone deals with his own shortcomings, and his own milas, and so on and so forth. If a person is to ask himself, what are the things that he needs to keep away from the most? What are the things that is does it go in the range of the chumras aferim mitzad einish? So in strict halacha, yeah, makal lakal. But if a person is just working on himself, everyone has shortcomings, and we can't do everything in one shot, and we need to weed out what are the worst things to stay away from, and what's the most important things to go to. The answer is, the worst averis, or not even averis, the worst non-mitzvahs are the ones that Chazal call, or the one that the person also mitzvahs is, the osir limoshech habasrayu. He's nimshech habasrayu, nimshech habasrayu. And Chazal said about innocent things also, the chasma and so on. Anything that draws you, that you get a thrill out of, that you really, really enjoy, that pulls you, those are the things that will subvert the koiches of yenika from kedusha, and you'll get it from something else. And if you don't have yenika from kedusha, then you're gone. Then you wither. So every person, and it could range from the most innocent things to averis to mitzvahs, if in the wrong place in the wrong time for the wrong person. The person, the thing that's mashkes is the nekuda that subverts your chiyus, that you've been yonik from something else. So just like it's fascinating, people think of carbon monoxide as poison. It poisons you, imagine it doesn't harm to you. It doesn't harm you, it prevents you. It fills up the place that oxygen is supposed to fill up, and that's it. The yetzaharis in the bria are the koiches that absorb our nefesh in a way that we don't have an appetite anymore for kedusha. That's as far as the first inyanim go. In terms of the gezel and so on, I want to be ma'or in the kuda. Baruch Hashem, I don't think anyone's chashid here on Shvichas Damim and Gzgei Gzela. There are always examples of, you're not careful about this, not careful about that, and so on and so forth. Yes, that's certainly true. But there's another kuda. There's an avera that's puzzling. It's called Gnevis Das. And the case that's given to Gemara is, a guy comes to you and asks you, you're selling meat, you're selling dairy. And a guy comes in off the street and asks you, is this Satma Shchita? And you tell him, yes. And it's not Satma Shchita, it's Bava Shchita. That's Asa. That's called Gnevis Das. What? It makes no difference. It's the same meat, the same kasha, same whatever it is. And yet you can't do it. And there's a sense that a person has a schus for his das, that the person not be played with, that the other person's right of existence on a level of das, on the level of I have to respect his question, and I can choose not to answer it, but I can't play games with him. Playing games with another person is means that I don't have that respect for Tzom Elokim. And it's an innocent game, and the person might not even find out I played a game with him. It's not only that he got insulted or hurt, or he doesn't even realize that he's being insulted, and whatever, and so on. All of that is something that we do have problems with it. And we have to understand, in the ranks of Averis, it's not very, very big. But when you come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our schus of what we've done. Nobody thinks that that's a schus. We just finished Yom Neroyim, and we said infinite amount of times we don't have what it takes. But we do have, what we're coming for is saying, I'm the Bria that you want in the world. And I'm Chelka Kai Mimal, and I have a Tzom Lekim, and as such, I want the chance to do right. But if I chip away at that, if I don't treat the other person like that, then I don't have the ability to ask for anything. I've taken away the ladder from under my feet. It's quite a frightening thought that the ability to ask for reprieve, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help, for forbearance, for waiting a few years until I work things out, for extending some rachmim, really, really depends on my valuing somebody else as Tzuras Adam. If Tzelem Lekim is important, if Adam is important, then he's as much as Adam as I am. Because I'm not coming to Shabbat and saying, I'm a tzaddik, and I've done great things and wonderful things, and that's what I'm asking for. Nobody's stupid enough to do that. I'm saying Adam itself. So I can only ask for as much as I treat other Adam. And that's why it's an extraordinary nekuda here. The atzmis davera, the strength of davera is certainly the first two. That's the ashchasa, where a person is unique, stopping Hashem Baruch Hu. Person withers, and if a person has no cheshek for ruchnias, no unique from ruchnias, nothing coming his way, then he dries out. But what puts a stop to the ability to do tshuva, to turn around, is the person's own evaluation of Tzelem Elokim. Both of those nekudas are in Beron Makom HaVeira are extraordinarily important nekudas to work towards. One is that a person eliminate those things that give him chiyus that are not Torah, not ruchnias. The person needs to start to feel the rav and the tzomei. It says in Rav Sanecha, Achilei Lechem is Lachmo Shal Torah and Mayim Shal Torah. Person needs to try to satisfy himself, try to awaken the appetite for ruchnias. And a person's Me'odom L'chaveira needs, the more a person has the respect for the other, not only just for the other and everything, for his right to exist, for his right of dignity, for his right to possess, for all the rights that a person has because he's someone like him, that gives him his right to ask for the rachmim and the forbearance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being someone like him. Shams.
Triangle where there's Avodah Zarah and Gilad Rayas, which are the two Shurashim. When we talk about
Do you have a picture of the Russian gun?